Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for Thanks for being part of my day. David Dossie is our guest. David is an attorney, an intellectual property attorney. We used to call them patent attorneys. He's a partner at Gallagher and Dossie. David, start
again, please. It is invention-protection.com.
And you work with people all over the country, don't you?
Absolutely.
Not just in Columbus, Ohio.
That's right.
I'm not in Columbus, Ohio, and you work with my intellectual property attorney. So, folks, I encourage you to check them out. David, the fees of attorneys. David's helping us understand how to find an attorney, how to get a good one, make sure that you find an attorney that's suited to your business, to what you need them to do, and make sure you don't hire a divorce lawyer to be your business attorney, that kind of thing. And one of the big stumbling blocks, I think, between somebody having an attorney on a regular basis and using them and having them sort of available to you, about how much it costs, and we get it in our mind that it's going to go through the roof, and I have had attorney fees to get out of hand, David, they get out of hand. But if you set it up right to start with, you shouldn't have that problem. What do you think?
Right. Well, everyone's heard the horror stories of a friend of a friend who had a $25,000 bill when all they wanted was to know if they could cancel the lease to their office early.
Right.
And you know, they're. Sure, that has happened to people in the past, but I think you've got to accept ownership for a lot of issues like that as well, because, you know, that's like me taking my car to get a repair, and I'll say, give it a head-to-toe treatment. Well, what does that mean? And I think that if you manage your outsourcing, if you're outsourcing a computer programmer or you're outsourcing work to an attorney, if you manage that project appropriately, you won't get surprises
right.
Like that. And for there's hourly billing and there's flat fee billing. And I think for over 75% of the work a small business generally needs, it is transactional work. It is review this document or prepare this document
right.
Or incorporate me here or dissolve this corporation or file this trademark application. And most transactional work is best suited for flat fee billing. And you're not going to always sometimes the attorney does, sometimes you do. But you know how you make up for that? It's you have certainty. You
right.
know what it's going to cost, and you're not going to get those unexpected.
Well, another thing to do, and you should do this with your marketing, you should do this with your accountant, you should do this with your attorney, you should budget something every month for this. If you've got $3,000 in a year in your budget, then when you get the $2,000 bill, you
oftentimes from contacting an attorney when they should
right.
be contacting.
Right.
And then they spend 15 hours online looking at self-help books on how to do something. You know, you could easily mess up.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the flat fee thing, I mean, typically you get a flat fee for incorporating, but other things are harder to do on a flat fee basis, aren't they?
Well, I think that for small businesses, transactional work, document review preparation type of work, is almost always suited for it. Now, sometimes, yes, you're going to have litigation or where... And the fear of attorneys is always with when you're dealing with another attorney on the other side.
Right.
That attorney
yeah.
is going to be an absolute jerk and want to say where every semicolon in agreement goes.
And we always think that there's this brotherhood, too, there. Because I've heard attorneys say to each other, if you love me, sue me. So, you know, I mean, and I think that's something that people, some small business owners, fear a little bit, especially if you get into a situation like that.
Yeah, see, I don't think that's the case. I think more often attorneys make money from emotional, irrational clients
right.
that go off on a situation purely based on emotion, not thinking of it as a business issue.
David, last thoughts, 30 seconds. What's your last tip?
I'd say always ask for a quote or estimate. Attorneys expect you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't waste your attorney's time in terms of the rush project.
Right.
Everything's a rush project, and then it sits around forever. And respond to your attorneys. If you're the type of guy that requires repeated follow-ups for information, it's going to cost you.
Right. And also, when you get to your attorney, make sure you net it out for them. Don't sit there and whine for an hour and then not want to be billed for it. Hey, David, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
David Dossie, ladies and gentlemen, that's invention-protection.com. That's their website. Got to go for that. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.